B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Hey!
Aw, oh, jeez, son of a...
I'm right there with you.
Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder.
I wanted to do you one favor.
You sound drunk, by the way.
Oh,
Hey! I'm just saying.
Hey!
Hey, Tony!
I only called because I want to do. I only called because I want to do you a favor.
You're going to do me a favor. What kind of favor are you going to do me?
I'm going to give you one piece of advice, okay?
Yeah, tell me, slurry.
Don't, whatever you do.
Yes.
Don't ever get into the restaurant business.
Well, I learned that lesson from you about 20 years ago.
That's back when you were like his son to me.
That is true. Before you betrayed my trust at least 400 times. But that's neither here nor there. Why you tell me not to get into the restaurant business?
Said I think I might be done for.
You're done for? Are you getting out of the restaurant business?
I don't want to get out of the restaurant business, but one man can only take so much out of the city of Cape Coral.
What's Cape Coral's doing it to you again, huh?
I made the mistake, and I don't know who's behind this, but somebody somewhere doesn't like Tony, okay?
Yeah, all right.
I recently had the opportunity to expand a restaurant.
You did? How come you didn't tell me about this?
You didn't care.
you're right. Okay, but you had the opportunity. Something tells me you're not going to be expanding. That opportunity, like so many others, went away.
Well, what happened was I got word that another restaurateur on the Cape was going under.
Oh, really? Yes?
And that it happened to him so quick, they didn't have time to sell nothing. And so they was just putting a lot of stuff for the trash pickup on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And so I got Big Tim and the truck. And we went out and we got a lot of warped plastic chairs and tables with a hole for an umbrella. Well, I got that, and then I knew another guy that had a piece of canvas, and I tried to build my own awning, but it fell down and hit somebody in the head. But that's got nothing to do with it.
But so finding an old piece of canvas and plastic warp furniture on the side of the road, you're going to expand.
Look, our man was injured. I can't talk about it. I'm being sued.
You're being sued? Well, you should be making your own awning.
All I can say is the man was injured because I don't know how to set up a piece of awning on his piece of canvas. I don't know if it was meant to be a boat sail or what. But I set up all these old warped plastic tables and chairs out in the parking lot to offer an al fresco dining option.
You know, that sounds so Mediterranean. That sounds so delicious until I picture your dump with that gravel parking lot and warped plastic tables.
But some people, and by some people, the smokers couldn't get enough of it. I was doing very good business. And, you know, it's a lot of work. You gotta walk farther.
You gotta walk. It's a little parking lot. It's not 10 feet out your front door. Walk a lot. It's no more walking than if people were eating in your restaurant.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't have a lot of experience with al fresco dining. And sometimes, you know, you got to you set the table up with the condiments and the silverware and whatnot.
All the fixings.
And sometimes Big Tim would forget to bring the stuff in. And by then, I'd already closed off the rest of the restaurant. I just asked, screw it, what's it going to hurt? And I left.
In the parking lot.
Right. Well, I can't afford my own condiments. And so I have an arrangement where food service supplier fronts me the condiments.
Fronts you? What kind of condiments are we talking about? Sugar packets or mustard and ketchup?
Well, that sort of thing. Your sugar and the roar. Dixie crystals.
You have a guy that fronts this stuff.
The sweet and low. Right. Whatever.
Wait a second. Put. You don't buy it?
No, they front it.
Yeah.
And I pay them based on what people use. Unfortunately, because it's from the food service company and it's guaranteed fresh or something, they have an 800 number on the bottom of the sugar holder, and somebody called it and ratted me. So they pulled all the condiments from the entire store. I said, hey, it only affected the stuff outside. They said, we're not doing business with you anymore, and neither will anybody else.
So your restaurant has no condiments.
I didn't say that. I got to make ketchup every day. I got to make mayonnaise every day, which is harder than you think. I haven't figured out how the hell you make mustard. I just got the dry mustard that I tried just adding water.
Hey, hold on a second. Tell me, how do you make ketchup?
Oh,
well, Tony's ketchup.
You get some tomatoes, and depending on what type of ketchup you like, you get a different. You can go with a dark vinegar, a light vinegar. Then you add sugar and monosodium glutamate.
Hey, what do you mix this all up in a, what do you do? Mix it all up in a plastic bucket?
Well, I have Big Jim getting a kiddie pool, and he crushes the tomatoes for me with his feet.
Somebody's got to skin them.
Well, the way I put it is like it was my idea that everything's homemade, like in the old country. He does the same thing with the eggs. He crushes them with his feet.
Crushes eggs with his feet. That goes for the mayonnaise.
Right.
Right. Don't know anything about mustard, though.
Well, I got the dry stuff, but I added water, and nothing much happened. People don't like mustard that much anyway.
Okay, so you left it.
We're really a ketchup and mayonnaise.
Right, always have been.
Well, because I do the ketchup in bulk, I can do a cocktail sauce.
Right, you can.
What you do with that is you got your ketchup mixture.
Yeah.
And you put in a little Texas Pete.
You put in some horseradish. Horseradish goes into cocktail sauce.
Well, no wonder it don't taste
Texas
right.
Tea. What? Now hold on.
People have been complaining about it.
Wait a second. Now stop a second.
And the tartar sauce, you throw in some pickles with the mayonnaise.
Now stop it a second. First of all, the health department should shut you down for that, number one.
Oh, that got nothing to do with it. That's the least of my trouble.
I know. Now, wait a second. All these plastic umbrella tables and everything is sitting out there, these warped chairs and all this stuff. You didn't feel like bringing it back in. You got your parking lot occupied with all this stuff, and they just stayed out there.
Right.
And so something tells me somebody from Cape Coral Code Enforcement saw this.
They did. And because, there's inadvertent waste, food waste, from the al fresco type dining situation in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's attracted a lot of birds. And they tend to crap.
Yup, which becomes a health hazard.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to have people doing that. So me and Big Jim, we went to the warehouse store and bought the cheapest pressure washer they had. But, you know, I would spray, Tim would scrub, okay?
Right.
And I got the concrete slab in front of the restaurant, and I got all the tables and chairs, and I would bust my ass out in the hot sun.
I don't believe that.
Trying to clean this up every day, and you know, there's another thing that I've done for years. With you know, like a busy restaurant, we got a lot more fresh ingredients now. And when I need trash, I can't go to the dumpster every time, so I set it by the back door. So listen to what this son of a bitch does to me. He says that because I'm cleaning the beard crap.
Yeah.
He says that is polluting the aquifer.
Well, yeah, kinda.
And so I got a ticket and I am prohibited from cleaning up the bird crap.
Right, which means you
however,
can't.
However, if I allow bird crap to accumulate, I will receive an additional fine.
Yeah, look, old
and
man.
Then the son of a bitch had the nerve to write on his ticket, and I was so incensed. He said that I had multiple weeping garbage bags.
Well, you did. You're leaving them out back. Sitting right
and
there because you're not going to the dumpster. You filth. You're a filth.
And he put up stickers everywhere that said something about my hazard.
So they closed you down again. You're closed.
You know me. I'm not going to take this lying down.
You're closed.
And so I went before the Cape Cod Restaurant Tour Association right to the top.
Really? And they got one of those?
And I was formally censured.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it.
hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon.
Studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Glad to be back. This is a live broadcast. My name is Stan. This is my friend Mark Haney. And behind the glass for today only, Jesus, because Junior had some family issues to take care of. And so we gave him the day off. Adam is now behind the glass.
And this is it's a legit excuse for Junior.
Oh, it's a truly legitimate excuse, not like when he was faking COVID. When we went on vacation.
Because I know that's the first thing people are going to think. But
welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
What is this? You're right, Haney. I think you're right. You told me he didn't learn anything.
I learned everything. How are you?
And your name for today is Mother.
Mother.
Did you? Because you came in and told me, and I said, "Hey, there, look, Mother is ready to roll," and you said, "He's not ready."
No. I was told we need to be on our toes today because this guy has no idea what he's doing.
Who, Mother?
Yeah. Now, Junior did his best. But you know how people are.
Yeah.
In one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
I tried to train him up.
I don't. Well, so far, so good.
Well, that's according to Junior. I'm not really worried about it.
Well, he's trying to save his own ass.
Well, yeah, he wanted to, you know, seem important.
So, right.
After he got his money.
Right. So far, so good.
Because you remember last Friday?
Yes. Well,
a week ago. Our last Friday here.
Yeah.
And before I left, said, "I know you got a trip coming up, Junior. I'd appreciate it. If you're going to ask me for money, ask me today."
Did he ask you for money? Not again, Haney.
You know.
He asked you for money.
That there was a certain delivery of mine, something you got, but mine was delayed.
Right.
So he took that as an opportunity to deliver that to my house, because I figured you'd want this right away, and I'm like,
and you gave him money for making a delivery to your house.
No. Then the next night, I get a text, "You home, bro?"
This is from Junior.
Yeah. So it was Wednesday and Thursday during my vacation. Yeah. I felt like I didn't get to see Junior.
Yeah.
So Thursday, he says, "Yeah. I'm going to need some hooch."
Hooch as in booze?
Yeah, and I said, "Fine, you know what I've got. You want to come by and pick it up, but you're not going to. I don't want you drinking that on the road.
Stop. So, stop it. He came over to your house last week when we were off and said he needs some hooch. So instead of buying some booze, he comes to your house and takes booze to go to his obligation that he had to go to.
No.
No?
No. He said, what are you, like a gangster from the 1920s? Hooch means cash, man.
No, it does. Does hooch mean cash in today's society?
I would say that's alcohol.
That's alcohol.
Yeah, that's the first thing. You want some hooch?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got a bottle of whiskey.
Moonshine, whiskey,
gin. Yep, what do you want? You want the clear?
Yeah. Or, you know, the dark? What do you want?
No, so he decided that means money.
How much did you give him? How much did you give? How much did you give him? Is it?
Do you want to know how much I gave him or how much he asked for?
Oh, to go to the pharmacy to pick up your prescription, he asked for $300.
Well, the reason for this was because, remember, this is Thursday night.
Yeah.
And so he's flying out Friday.
Yeah, I know.
And realizes maybe it's not smart with me flying from here across the country with multiple layovers. Maybe I might need some walking around money.
Boy, I've known you for 30 some odd years, and I've never known about you just handing out walk around money. How much? Three figures?
Well,
was it in the threes?
Yes.
Are you kidding? What is your problem?
Now, here's what we'll see tomorrow.
What the hell?
He asked for 50.
He asked for $50.
Yeah.
And you gave him more than what he asked for?
Well, I didn't have any change, so I gave him a honeybee. And then I was thinking about it and asking him about his schedule, and he did one of those things that I'll never do again.
What?
He booked a so-called super saver ticket that has him stopping here, here, and here at all hours of the night.
Yeah, I know.
And I said, you know, I hate to screw myself here, Junior, but 50 wouldn't cut it.
So and you're telling him 50's not enough for pocket money.
And I said, you're going to need at least this honeybee. Because the first thing he said when I handed it to him is, because I hadn't told him I was going to give him the honeybee, he said, oh, I don't have change, brah. Of course you don't. And then I said, I'm going to give you a test. This honeybee here, this goes on your tab, or as I call it, the VIG.
Yeah, because he already owes you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He owes you. He hasn't even made one payment to what he owes you.
Yes, he has.
Oh, he has?
That's where that honeybee came from.
What?
That was his first payment that he'd given me.
And then you just gave it back to him?
Yeah, because I knew it would happen. But then I doubled down, and I said, I'm going to treat you like you were my own idiot son. And I said, you're going to be stumbling around airports, and God knows what kind of trouble you're going to get into.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to give you a second honeybee.
You didn't.
And I said, I want you to hand me that honeybee back on Tuesday. That honeybee is only if you are in dire trouble.
Yeah, it's like giving a girl a dime to make a phone call if the date goes bad.
Yep. I said, so don't get confused about that. That's not your money. That's my money that's there in case you're in serious trouble. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
What are the odds that you think you're getting that extra 100 back? You know what? I give you the odds. Zero. You ain't getting it back. It's gone. It's long gone.
You think both of them are gone?
$200 is gone.
How?
He's spending it. He's spending it.
On what? Once he gets there, his family's supposed to pay for everything.
Sure. And when you're around family, you don't see a lot of family. You see maybe a couple of times a year. Some are local, some are not. You're at the right.
Oh, you're not saying.
Don't worry, I got this.
You're not going to say he's going to start flashing around in honeybees, even though he's only got two of them.
Sure,
well, let me see what I got here.
They're gonna go.
What, impress a girl or something?
They're gonna have lunch at probably the Chili's or the Applebee's, and he's gonna say, a table of like eight, I've got this.
Probably Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. He's got it. Look.
Hey, breadsticks are on me.
I'm gonna put write this on a piece of paper right now. And then we'll open it tomorrow.
I was so specific about it. That there's no way he's going to spend that second honeybee.
It's spent now.
No, I told him, you're to hand that back to me on Tuesday.
He's got a 20 for the flight back, and that's it. He's already down 180. I'm going to take a break.
It's tough to have kids today.
Yes! I can't believe you gave him $200.
Well, there's him, and then there's my actual daughter, who I visited over the weekend, and just delightful, and life is just perfect.
And asked you, Pop, you need anything? We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney show coming up on the show today. Give you a chance to win. We'll have a little something from the local beat. We got the Wayback Machine. Big announcement at 3 o'clock about changes to this radio station and its programming list.
Oh, well, why'd they make me come in then?
Not for you. I mean, you're not going anywhere, to the best of my knowledge.
Oh, I don't know. I was getting messages that people were worried we'd been fired. I don't know why.
That happens every time we go away. We're good.
Let me explain when we go away. They think you're stupid. You know, the powers that be.
Yeah.
Right, Mother?
Yeah.
And so we're told we're never to tell you before we go on vacation.
Right.
Because then you won't tune in for the best of shows to find out we're not here.
Yeah. That makes no sense at all. Although, and I've discussed it with Mother before in the past, there is probably 50% of our audience while we're on vacation that think what's happening is live and not something that might have happened like 12 years ago.
Or longer.
Because I will still, there are texts on here from last week. And
you're saying things like, Bush is a good man, get off his back.
And wait till you hear the mailbag today. I'm accused of saying stuff that was said 12 years ago.
Well, was it good?
No. And I didn't even say it.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
It got to go matter. With it.
Of course.
But that's why, because I know you get mad at us, and why didn't they say something? We're told not to. And I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do about it. But they didn't say when we come back that I can't tell you that we didn't tell
you. We all right on that, Mother?
Yeah.
Because I think that's still within policy.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So my apologies.
Yep. Grab bag.
It's to trick you.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples.
What's
going on? Did you?
I thought
something wrong over there.
Well,
somebody hooked something up wrong.
No, I was worried that somebody had gotten in here because the one button didn't fire, but the other one did.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
And I'm like, please, this thing can't die.
No. Well, it's nice to hear that it's working.
It thought about it for a second.
I bet it did. When you do your news, we hear these stories all the time. And this is just another one. A 90-year-old Northern California man, 90, who survived being shot in his home by a burglar, is now being sued by the burglar for shooting him.
Mm.
And you say to yourself, is there anybody that would take this case? So the burglar gets shot by the homeowner, who's 90, but the burglar is suing the homeowner because he shot him.
Who would take this case?
Have you recently been injured during a burglary and you were the burglar? Have you been punched during porch pirating? Fallen on someone's property during a foiled robbery? Beaten to a pulp stealing things out of someone's work truck? And now you have mounting hospital bills? Whatever happened to burglars' rights? Don't become a victim of a victim. We can help at Vinny's Victims of Victims Attorneys at Law. We'll help you sue them first. Because there must be something in these books that make it possible. Well, we'll check into that. Just call us today. And remember, if we don't win, you only owe us some fenced goods. Vinny's Victims of Victims Attorneys at Law, where a botched robbery is only the beginning.
There you go. Yeah.
Why am I thinking Vinny would say, you get in if we get in?
Yeah. Let's have some fun with a Peter Griffin soundboard. Let's call.
You know what? That could take up the whole afternoon. Just getting jolly.
Yeah, let's call a Halloween shop.
Thanks for calling the Wizard's Chest.
Hello?
Hello.
Do you sell pants?
Yes, we do.
Duty.
Can I help you with something?
I'm Peter Griffin.
Okay, how can I help you today, Peter?
I have a triple cheeseburger and a large fries.
Okay, freaky man, I gotta work.
Hey, let's call a costume shop, all right?
Costume company, can I help you?
Hello?
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 Kazoo and company?
You ever stare up at the night sky and wonder if someone might be looking back at you?
I don't think so.
You been drinking?
Not that I know of.
I have to poop.
Okay.
It was past midnight when the blonde, smoking hot lab assistant, who looked a little like Heather Locklear, only with bigger jugs, was grabbed and thrown onto the lab table.
Oh, by the way, we got a text on the Absolute Law text line from one of our Amandas. Heard us talking about Junior and the extra honeybees got in his pocket.
He's going to come in and hand me a $100 bill tomorrow.
Amanda says, what? Guys, millennials do not pick up checks, LOL. I guarantee you he spent it on booze and partying, and he's coming back with nothing.
Oh, you don't think he used it to get trashed on the plane?
He could have. You know, they'll take cash on the plane.
Yeah, what? How much is a cocktail on a plane?
I don't know. You, Mother, you fly more than I do. What's a cocktail on a...
Probably about $6.
$6.
Yeah, if you get Woodford Reserve.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's rich.
Oh, by the way, I have to say this. And I'm going to say it while it's in my mind right now. So I spent 3 days last week in St. Augustine. Now, that's where Haney's beautiful daughter got married about a year ago. And so I texted Haney, where was the place that your daughter got married at? I'm up here. I'd like to see the place because I've seen the pictures and they're, you know, posh and opulent. And it was, and so you told me what it was. My wife immediately knew where it was. And so we went by there. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous
place.
Great
location.
And then I said to him, I said, well, you didn't stay there. Where did you stay at? He told me the name of the place he stayed at. I drove by there, too. What a dump.
I wonder if that dog was still there. I should have had you check and see if that little nipper was still by the window.
You stayed at a flea bag.
Oh, yeah.
Words as initials RR, the hotel?
No. Oh, its okay. Initials are EL.
And the first word is economy.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think they can say econo anymore. Now it's just economy lodge.
Speaking of travel.
You know what, though? What? I think that hotel was really nice in the 70s. Because I think I stayed there when I was a kid.
I drove by it and I said, what a dump.
Of course, back then, you know, the pool had water in it.
Yeah.
No, that was my life. Now, Did you by chance make the drive from where my daughter got married
yes.
to the economy lodge?
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
It depended, because I went by several times. Not to look at where you stayed and laugh. But
well, it's right by the Fountain of Youth.
Drove by it a few times. It didn't take that long. It wasn't that we weren't that packed in the where we were.
But so just reasonably, what would you say?
2 minutes.
Five?
5 minutes.
It was a 2.5 hour one way trip when I was in town because they had the Festival of Lights going on. You know, when you have a town that was built in 1565, it's not really built for an influx of thousands of people on streets that we would call alleys.
I was up there one time for 4th of July, and you literally cannot move. And I was in a parking garage to go to my hotel, which was 5 minutes away, and it took like an hour and 45 minutes just to get out of the garage.
It was nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, oh, the place that your daughter was married at and stayed at, so beautiful. I drove by, I had to do a double check. Haney stayed in this dump?
Well, Stan, let's remember whose day it was. It yes. was not my day.
Oh, and somehow and you were able put to... in a place where you were reminded of it every second that it was not your day.
Well, you finally got to see where I did the show live from.
Yes! But it was his room, and then the next room was
a dog's room.
A dog room.
Yep.
it's the truth.
I think instead of
a dog was left in there.
I think instead of a kennel, it was cheaper to put the dog in the room.
Yep. So it could pee and crap on the carpet.
Yeah.
Which it did
freely. And it was not an attractive dog. It was one of those dogs that looked permanently mean because the lower jaw was sticking out at you.
A lot of kind that you'd see like in a dumpster.
It was like a rabid Benji.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, hell, we got the picture somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Little bastard.
Yep. Oh, son of a bitch. This guy went crazy on an airplane. Not a jet. He was a nut. He was wearing a Burger King crown and got kicked off a flight from Jamaica to New York last Tuesday. He was screaming the N-word.
From Jamaica.
Yeah. Accused a woman of kneeing him in the stomach. According to reports, it all started over an argument about which seat he was supposed to be in. He also stood up during the flight at one point and dumped water on the flight attendant. Take a listen to this, winner.
This is my seat.
Can you stand up?
Where's 25A? Why did she just knee me in the stomach? Excuse me, I'm part West African.
You
I can
it.
Say anytime I want.
Okay.
Bye. Oh. I want a lawsuit right now.
Oh, my God.
Sir, please stop.
You need to stop. There are children. Please stop.
There are kids. Come on. Come on, there's kids, okay? Kids.
Hey, mother. Is it normal not to have internet now?
Right now in the studio?
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't have internet?
No.
I wonder if I got internet. I think the engineer's here, isn't he?
Maybe it still thinks you're at the Eco Lodge.
No, that's not an eco. It's the Economy Lodge. Yeah,
there's nothing eco-friendly about it.
No. No, I think it's still got asbestos in the bathroom.
Yep.
When you turn on the exhaust fan, it blows out on you. Gets all over your tuxedo.
Which you were wearing.
Yep.
They had a hell mac you. did you hear about Mike Tyson?
It had all the luxuries of a 70s hotel.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like a tissue dispenser built in.
Yeah, with no tissue.
Yep. And something that probably was once a heat lamp in the bathroom.
They used to have those back in the 70s, those heat lamps.
Yeah.
I know.
Those were cool when they worked.
Mike Tyson has a hot new EDM club track. I don't know. Have you heard this, mother?
No, not yet.
Yeah. It's called Mike Tyson.
And technically, it's by an electric group called the Tiki Lau.
EDM is great music for people with no talent.
Yeah, but it features Mike Tyson on vocals singing I'm Mike Tyson over and over again.
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson. Or I will eat them all.
This is the kind of music Mother grooves to.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah. Let that ride out for a little bit.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Does this have anything to do with ghost whipping?
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson.
Oh, God.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, that's awesome. The Dodgers won Game 5 last night of the World Series. They're up 3-2 now.
Isn't that an exhibition this year?
Technically, it's an exhibition played at a neutral site. But it was Friday night's
the
game.
The only people allowed are kids, yeah. Seniors, and disabled.
Yes, and cutouts. Game 4, the Rays did win when a Dodger outfielder took his eye off a ground ball, then made a bad throw to home plate, and the Rays' winning run almost never made it home because he fell down on the way to home plate. This was a game-ender. This was awesome.
That is into center field. Here comes Kiermaier. Phillips has tied the game. A Rose Arena coming around.
That has got to be one of the most unlikely endings to a World Series game in the history of baseball. The Rays have won it 8-7 on a base hit by Phillips and a comedy of errors by the Los Angeles Dodgers. And this World Series is tied at 2 games apiece.
Oh, it's good.
Good and terrible.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Boy, speaking of sports,
yeah.
Did you hear the news?
What?
It's Tua time.
Yes, it is. That's the big news. Yeah, and Fitzgerald's heartbroken.
Fitzpatrick,
whatever.
I'm going as him Halloween.
I saw that. Couldn't help but not see that.
And you know what else?
What?
The same week that Tua is named starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
His younger brother, who also went to Alabama and played quarterback, his name is Taulia Tungavaiola.
Yes.
I guess probably inspired, you know, Tauli from South Park. His name is Taulia.
Mm-hmm.
He was named starting quarterback at Maryland.
Good for him. We'll see how the Dolphins do.
I'll tell you what. I imagine it might have been a little bit difficult growing up with that father. Look. Both you boys are going to be starting quarterbacks. And let's get to work.
Yeah. When we come back, I've got a quick little piece I want to read to you from an editorial in a newspaper with the election coming up. And then...
Well, I think I know where you're going with that. That's a bunch of malarkey. It's been discredited.
And then the local beat today, you may want to plug your ears. It happened in Cape Coral last week.
I may...
You know how you were talking about with that priest and the two...
Oh, no. No.
Nothing like that, but pretty darn close, because it involved two 12-year-old girls and a 17-year-old girl who thought it would be a good idea to go mess around in a church.
That's not where you go to mess around. That's what schools are for.
Yep. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. What? Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here.
Everything's fine.
Sure it is.
Can you...
Monday edition. What do you need? Jeez.
Can you relay to the audience what I was just told as to why my computer is unavailable?
Yeah, you got too many porn pictures on your computer and it's full of viruses. You heard him. Didn't he say that? What?
He said, yeah, he said pawn.
He said what?
He said pawn.
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 Pawn. Pawn.
Porn.
Pornography. That is, and he said, damn it, I gave him a new computer and he's already got it messed up. Did you hear him? You heard him.
He did. He did. He blamed it on you.
Well, of course he does. What else is he going to do?
Is it working?
As he exited the studio, I asked him a very simple question.
What was that?
Is this going to work? Do you recall his response?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, he said.
I don't know.
Do you remember?
Yes, I probably do.
Probably about a year ago, when nobody was talking about it, and I said to you, because you know how I find things quick, I said, you watch, that Hunter Biden is going to be his downfall.
Yeah, well, the mainstream media is not doing anything about it.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, well, the porn.
Well, I guess it's porn. It's him nude on a bed.
Yeah, thanks to China and Steve Bannon.
He's smoking crack, playing with his phone as a female Chinese spy gives him what they call foot pleasure.
Oh, well, that's a kink. Everybody's got a kink.
And it's just...
Okay, but nobody's touching it.
And then they zoom up to...
Who's filming it?
That's the question. I think the CCP.
Somebody's got to be filming it.
And and then they pan up to the top of the page.
Yeah.
And it shows... Image number 21,725 out of 24,000.
Oh, that's a lot of stuff. That's a good hard drive on that one.
What I want to know is it appears that he took pictures of him weighing his drugs with a digital scale.
I don't know, because I haven't watched it. And I am as appalled as anybody, but nobody knows anything about it. Nobody. Biden says he hasn't taken a dime, although he thinks he's running against George Bush.
Yeah, but you know what? There was, out of all of this, because Facebook says you're not allowed to know anything about this. Twitter says you're not allowed to know anything about this. WAPO and New York Times say it's Russian disinformation.
Yes.
There's one guy who's not exactly who you would call a hard right figure, an old friend of ours.
Who?
Matt Taibbi.
Yeah, he's not what would say a conservative.
And he is outraged because he considers himself a journalist.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, regardless of what you may think about this and the implications for the elections, this is news. People do need to know.
It is.
I was very proud of him.
Let me read something very quickly before we get to the local beat.
If we get to the local
beat. If we get to the local beat. Very disturbing with elections.
Well, I think I was smart enough to download it. I might have it for you.
Okay, good. And the way the media treats the candidates.
Is this local beat or is this extra?
No, this is extra.
Okay.
This comes out of the... Out of Richmond, Virginia, the Daily Dispatch. Listen, and it's an editorial. Said the editor, I find it appalling that the people of America can reelect a vulgar tyrant whose career has been one of unlimited an unmitigated disaster, whose personal qualities are those of a low buffoon, and whose most noteworthy conversation
is a melody of profane jests and obscene anecdotes. A creature who has squandered the lives of millions without remorse and without even the decency of pretending to feel for their misfortunes. This out of the editorial section of the Richmond paper in regards to the re-election of the president.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was from the front page.
No, it was editorial section.
Stated as fact.
I failed to tell you. It's dated 1865, and it's about Abraham Lincoln. That's what the papers were writing about him.
No wonder Biden got confused.
Local beat time. Yeah. I'm reading a book now about Abraham Lincoln, and it has all the press clippings from what newspaper and media of the time were calling.
A low buffoon.
They would call him an animal, somebody who chose to make cheap jokes at the expense of others.
Did they ever call him a log splitter?
Yes. Early on, they did. Local beat. Before I read this comes to us from NBC2. There used to be a thing in journalism.
Do you have this turned up?
Yeah, I do. Oh, no, I don't. There we go, because I had to turn it down because the engineer was playing around with it, and I didn't want any porn, virus-filled porn to pop.
Well, you know me, Stan, and my habits.
Yeah. But this comes to us from NBC2. And Haney and I know this because we started journalistically way back where you did not mention the names publicly of minors who were involved in something criminal. You did not do it. You would refer to them as a minor. You would refer to them as, you know, an underage child.
No, the idea is that, when kids commit crimes, we try to give them a chance so that it doesn't ruin the rest of their life.
Right. That journalistic standard does not apply anymore. And I'm going to hold to it. I'm not going to give you their full names. Because it involves two 12-year-olds and a 17-year-old. There's their pictures, Haney.
Oh, come on.
And they got their names splattered all over the place. And you don't do it. But the story is...
Why? When did that change?
I don't know. But there's no hesitation on mentioning a 12-year-old's name publicly. I won't do it. I'll go up first name only. For identification purposes, because this is a bizarre story. Sick story. Where are the parents? This happened last week when we were away. Headline. And they can't even say teenagers because two of them are just girls. They're not even teenagers yet. Two girls, one teen, arrested for vandalizing Cape Coral Church. This is ridiculous. Dateline Cape Coral, Florida.
You know, I can almost see the 17-year-old, ringleader, but 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Two girls and one teen were arrested for allegedly vandalizing a Cape Coral church on Saturday. Last Saturday. I'll just give their first names. Chloe, age 12. Haley, age 12. And Hannah, age 17. Were arrested on charges of burglary and criminal mischief. Quote, "This is a big deal," said Pastor Tom Sexton. "This gets into the heart of what you're trying to do to your city." The three allegedly ransacked the children's ministry at Gulf Coast Baptist Church. Cape Coral police said the damage to the church is estimated to be more than $20,000. Detectives received an anonymous tip that led to the arrest of Chloe. Investigators returned to the neighborhood and canvassed the area. In the process, they identified Haley. as the other suspect. Chloe and Haley were arrested Thursday morning, while Hannah was the final suspect charged on Thursday afternoon. They are accused of spray painting vulgar messages on the walls, urinating on children's toys, shattering computers and TVs, and more. When an officer got to the
scene... Those aren't vulgar messages. They're satanic messages.
They sure are. When an officer got to the scene early Sunday morning, he saw, a quote, a lot of spray painting of vulgar words, broken glass, broken laptops, liquid spilled all over the building, ketchup on the ceiling, and all over the floor, among other foods. Police also noticed the door frames to the office officers. I would assume that officers of the children's area were broken, as if someone had kicked them in. The pastor said, many of our people just wept when they saw it. When you touch God's house and God's work, that's a level that's hard to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
12, 12, and 17. Following the crime, the pastor believed the vandalism had something to do with the church's Stand With The Blue sign outside in support of law enforcement. Pastor Sexton said his this much damage cuts into the church's ability to serve its community and help those in need. As tight as things are financially in this pandemic that we are in, and the shutdown, he said, to have to put this on top of what we're trying to do and try to put funds into repairing now what they've damaged, it takes away from the people. According to the police report, the church's carpet had to be ripped up and replaced because they couldn't get all of the broken glass shards out of the carpet. When Chloe was interviewed by police, she said the trio went to Paul Sanborn Park after committing the crime and hung out before burglarizing some cars. 12. 12.
What spirit animates 12-year-olds to go and bust up the church and write satanic messages?
The three girls each face burglary and criminal mischief charges. Pastor Sexton said he's never seen them before. Doesn't know who they are. Says, as far as I know, they've never attended our church. I wish they had. I probably wouldn't be sitting here having this interview. I don't want people to think this is the way teens are in this town. This is not the type of teenagers we have. Sexton said the church is grateful and overwhelmed by the community's support so far.
Their teens will probably be the ones to go in there and clean it up.
As cleanup efforts continue, he hopes the girls' families will try to make things right. They need to address that as families, he said.
They got a lot to make right.
Yep. They need to consider and to make things right. I would certainly say, I think that people with character, people who care about people, would say, you know what? We're going to take care of this. All three girls were taken to the Juvenile Assessment Center in Fort Myers, according to the police. This is insane. If it was one of my kids, there'd be a long time before they would be able to do anything.
But there is definitely an anti-Christian spirit throughout the country. I've never seen it before, and I hope I never see it again.
Here, some atheist texted us, although I don't disagree with one part of it. I disagree with the first part. Guys, there's no such thing as spirits. Just a-holes. I agree. We're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. We'll give you a chance to phone in. And I've got it done so perfectly today. stands true or false, but I'm going to give each of our callers their own true or false question about pumpkins, because we're coming up on Halloween. Pumpkins. You answer correctly, you're going to win a prize. You answer incorrectly, we'll move to another caller.
Should you think too hard or just Christmas tree the thing?
Just Christmas. It's true or false. You got a 50-50 shot. And I do want to point out, because Junior's not here today.
But he is listening,
yes.
I guess. Mother, you know anything about that? Junior, I heard he was listening. Do you know if he is?
Yeah, he actually used some vulgarity and says,
I know, I saw that.
You tell those bees.
Bitches.
I'm listening.
How's he doing that? He's supposed to be busy.
Yeah.
There's a reason he took off work.
Darn right. I'd like to think so.
He's probably had too much alcohol on the plane.
Yep, burning that honeybee.
Yeah, top shelf.
So I actually got a prize sheet.
What was that brand you said?
Oh, Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve. I actually got a prize sheet because Junior usually just scribbles it down. I actually got a prize sheet today with our logo on it.
Carly did it.
That's what I find out. Why didn't you tell me Carly did it?
You never asked me.
You came in acting like, oh, look what I did.
I did. I asked for it.
And I said, boy, I was outside. I said, Carly was outside. I said, boy, Adam, or mother, did one hell of a job on the prize. She goes, what are you talking about? I did it. I said, you didn't tell me that mother.
Well, you know, that's the way it is with this company. The right people never get credit.
That's right.
And people like mother get promotions out the yin yang.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, after all, look where he is.
Yeah. You made it.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Baby. Sizzle and hizzle and gizzle on 96 K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well. It's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan, you know, I don't pay any attention to rumors.
Yeah. To you, it's all junk.
Yep. Poor Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
I have.
People have gotten it into their heads that Wolfgang Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, Sammy Hagar, and Michael Anthony will continue on as Van Halen.
He's getting pummeled with this stuff on social media like a week after his dad dies.
And he basically posted, please, don't start
just
this now.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about it later on down the line. Not now.
And this is a kid who's been working on his debut album and has already said, I don't know if people are going to be mad at me because it doesn't sound Van Halen.
Oh, there's
enough.
Ones that are expecting it. We got the Wayback Machine coming up in a little more than an hour. We're going to give you a chance to win here in just a second.
But, you know, we have no idea. All we've ever heard is Wolfgang playing bass. We don't know what he can do on the guitar.
Find out.
I'd imagine Dad gave him a few tips.
Yeah, you'd think. Mike Lindell sent us just an absolute joy in the Giza Dreams sheets. And we want to pass it along to you and to try it out. Well, Haney and I have used the MyPillow stuff in the past. I have a MyPillow. It's great. And these Giza Dreams sheets are fantastic. There's a great offer that through us, through Stan and Haney, 2-for-1 sheets, one price, free shipping.
And we know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but MyPillow has just announced they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2021.
That's for the holidays coming up. Here's what you got to do. We have a special number and promo code just for our Stan and Haney listeners. Call 1-800-634-9797. 9645 and use the promo code 96KROCK.
Or, if you'd prefer, go to MyPillow.com and again, make sure you use that promo code 96KROCK.
That's where it's going to get you all the savings. 1-800-634-9645 or MyPillow.com. Use the promo code 96KROCK and save big. Big news also, I guess they waited for vacation to end for us to make the announcement because it starts tomorrow. Jeff Zito, who's been filling in from time to time for Al Beck at
the
night.
Frequently vacationing Al Beck.
He takes a lot of time off, and he just started not that long ago.
You know, we take a week and we get hammered, and Al Beck is every other day.
Yeah, don't you know it.
I'd almost think he didn't take it seriously.
So, Jeff Zito, you know, he's working the Beasley way up in Tampa, and they continue to tell him down here, we want you back in Fort Myers. They loved you when you were filling in for Al Beck.
Yeah, but he can't keep doing this. I mean, every time they change their mind constantly, Tampa, Fort Myers, and he's buying houses and selling houses and renting. I mean, it's going to destroy him.
Starting tomorrow, 10 a.m., to 2 p.m., right before we come on the air, he's back in the midday, Jeff Zito, starting on 96K Rock tomorrow, 10 o'clock, following Dave and Chuck the Freak. It's going to go right to Jeff Zito. He's going to be doing middays again, followed by us, and then the vacationing Al Beck.
When available.
When available. So Jeff Zito's back at 96K Rock, starting tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in his old-time slot, the old midday.
That is outstanding news.
Fantastic news. Jeff Zito tomorrow. Did you have anything to do with that, Mother? Why is there a switch that you don't hit when you start talking?
No, I was just coughing. I had to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I put that all together.
Yeah, you did. Just like you put together.
That's your baby there?
Yeah.
Had something to do with it.
A little bit.
It's amazing the things that Mother gets done.
I know.
Because he is a high-level employee.
High-level.
Executive.
And all I ever see him doing is cranking hip-hop in his office.
Yep. He loves that.
I got to touch base with the kids. Yeah. Got to stay on top of it.
I don't know how you do it, man. That's some horrible stuff.
I don't know how. I don't know how some people know this stuff. But we were talking earlier that Mother got a text from Junior. Oh, I'm listening, bitches! And I just got a text
from him.
No, I don't know who knows his whereabouts, but somebody does.
Well, I've tried to explain to him, and so have you. Now he's a man in the public eye.
Yep. Just wanted to let you know, guys, Junior is on a plane right now headed for home. It's his mother who's listening to the show. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
We got people everywhere.
Everywhere.
So that's his mother that sent that text?
I think his mother went and told him, and then he sent the text.
Yeah, because, see, his mother wasn't supposed to know any financial arrangements, and now she does.
Now
and she's
she
probably
does.
Yelling at him on the plane.
Yep. It's his mother who's listening. Good.
Flight attendant going, can we please calm down?
Let's give somebody a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's True or False.
Ma'am, if you can't calm down... Then you start to see the other flight attendants start to linger there.
I got the phones are on lockdown.
Captain comes back. Is everything all right back here? I should hope so.
You're going to just answer a true or false question. You answer it right, you're going to win. You answer it wrong, you're not going to win. Here's what we have.
You know, that's a high compliment. His mother's listening when he's not even on.
To hear what we're saying. But that ain't like a compliment.
Oh,
what the hell?
Meanwhile, Mother's covering him as well.
Yes! Mother is covering Junior. His mother is listening. Let's see. What do we know about this? I like this. Felipe's Mexican Taqueria.
That sounds good.
That sounds really good. Felipe's Mexican
Taqueria.
Because
we knew a guy named Felipe Herrera once.
We've got a gift card to Felipe's Mexican Taqueria. By the way, K-Rock Happy Hour there this Friday with our lovely Carly. Oh, look at that. Mexican food.
What do they
bar
got?
Featuring their a tequila plus taco bowls, full entrees. Yeah.
They got a chalupa?
I don't know. We have gift card to Snug Harbor Waterfront Restaurant. Wow.
We got some stuff.
Gift card to Shuckers at the Gulf Shore. And a pewter mug. You just got to answer a true or false question. And then you'll have your choice of the prizes while they last.
Maybe you should take your wife to one of those places where you can have a nice, relaxing meal, unlike vacation where you were taking business calls the whole time.
That's what was happening. True or false, let's play.
You told me.
What?
You found yourself, you went to St. Augustine.
Yes, I did.
And found yourself sitting on a bench in historic St. Augustine, arguing over business deals.
Over business deals. That's true. And nothing to do with the radio station other than one call from a mother. I was pretty quiet here station-wise.
No, it's your personal wheeling and dealing.
My personal wheeling and dealing that really took a bite out of my vacation. 277-9600.
That's not the idea of vacation, because I said, how'd it go, Stan? Oh, I was so stressed.
I was stressed out. It was driving me nuts. And then I felt so bad for you every time I drove by that dump motel you'd stayed at while you were up there. I said, how could he have lived?
Well, you know how I lived, Stan? I had such good company.
Yeah. 277-9600.
That really puts the cherry on top.
I got a little music for this while I take these calls.
What are we doing?
Well, it's true or false. It's time for true or false. It's National Pumpkin Day. Everything's a special day, but of course we're right near Halloween. So it's National Pumpkin Day. So our true or false questions will deal with pumpkins. You know what? You don't even have to screen these calls. I'll take them cold. I'll take these cold. Did you hang up on them?
I put one on hold.
Oh. They were all ringing a second. There we go. That's our phones. They're recycling right now. 277-9600. Answer a true or false question correctly, you're going to win. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob?
How are you doing today?
Hi, Rob. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, buddy. How are you?
Good. Would you like to answer a true or false question? If you get it right, you're going to win a prize.
True.
All right. Just, Rob, true or false? Carving pumpkins for Halloween comes from an old Irish tradition of carving turnips. True or false? Carving pumpkins for Halloween comes from an old Irish tradition of carving turnips.
50-50, let's say true.
It is true. They did it with turnips and potatoes, and it was supposed to ward off evil spirits. It eventually went to the gourd we know as a pumpkin. What would you like? I've got Felipe's Mexican Taqueria. I've got Snug Harbor Waterfront. I've got Shuckers at the Gulf Shore, and I've got Pewter Mug. Which one do you want?
Let's do Shuckers.
All right, you got it, buddy. Hold on. That's where I send it over to you, mother. And take care of the dirty work.
Got it.
Thank you.
I heard it takes him like 10 minutes to do one prize for me.
This is what Junior was saying. You know, in this busy...
He said it's going to be rough waters and tough sailing today.
Junior said that?
Yep.
How do you turn on these phones again?
277-9600.
Said he tried to teach mother everything, but that he could tell he just wasn't paying attention.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, the amazing thing is, his mother is an executive here and has been in the radio business a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should be okay, although I got him on the clock. It's already been 20 seconds. 277-9600. True or false? That you answer correctly and you got some... Ahoy, who's this?
Matt.
Turn your radio down, Matt, okay, buddy?
Got it down.
Thank you, brother. You want your true or false question?
Yes, sir.
All right. True or false? The state that grows the most pumpkins is California. The state that grows the most pumpkins...
The state that grows the most pumpkins is California.
True or false?
False.
It is false. It is false.
Somewhere in the Midwest, right?
You want to you're going to get a prize. You want to take a stab at it? Where is the most pumpkins grown?
I'm going to say Illinois.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Nice.
Illinois grew almost...
Now, did you know that, or was that just a wild guess?
That was a wild guess.
Nice.
Illinois grew almost twice as many as any other state last year. Virginia, Michigan, Indiana, California, and Texas also grow a lot of pumpkins. What would you like? I got Felipe's, I've got...
Pewter mug.
You got it, brother. Hold the line and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, hold on. They're starting to back up. You got two on hold right now. You know what? The one thing that Junior's right on, he's slow.
And Junior's not the fastest.
Let's see.
So when Junior said he was slow, it did cause concern.
Did you just lose that caller?
I thought that was the guy I was just talking to.
No, you had one on three and you had one on one.
Is the one that you did? All right. What's his name? I'll look out for him. Call back, bud.
Are you kidding me?
Call back.
I know what his name is. Here, I'll write it down. But, of course, there's a lot of people paying attention that might know.
You're not saying someone would be dishonest.
There's the name.
Okay.
Do you know how to work the phones?
Yeah, I know how to work the phones.
Because I'll put it on hold and it'll be... Does it flash a different color over there?
Yeah, it does. Do you know how to slow down a little bit?
What are you talking about?
All right.
Jeez.
I was told this would be an issue.
Yeah, you were from the very beginning. That flawless on everything except the phones. Mm-hmm. Let me take another caller. I'll go easier on you. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Stan. How you doing, Stan?
Good, buddy. What's your first name again?
Dan.
Hey, Dan. You ready for your true or false?
I'm ready, Dan.
All right.
This isn't Dan from Dan's Fan City, is it?
No, Haney.
Get that a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, they're all over Southwest Florida, Serbia.
True.
All right, Dan, here we go. Just true or false.
Okay.
Instead of pumpkin spice latte, Starbucks almost named it the fall harvest latte. Is that true or false? Instead of pumpkin spice latte, Starbucks almost named it the fall harvest latte.
That would be true.
It is true. They rejected it because it didn't really tell people what the drink tasted like. All right. What would you like?
I forgot what you got.
All right, I've got Felipe's Mexican Taqueria.
Correct.
Yeah, down in Naples. I've got Snug Harbor.
I'll say Snook Harbor.
You betcha. Hold on. Snook. All right. Do you know which line that is?
Yes.
Okay. just checking.
This is where a lot of producers...
Oh, they crumble.
Yeah, because it's basically secretarial work.
Yes,
and none of us are good at that.
No, and it's fast-paced. I'll do one more. Okay, here. Ahoy, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, you ready for your true or false?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's simply true or false, and you win a prize.
Awesome.
True or false, the average pumpkin is 60% water, the same as an average human. 60% water with a pumpkin.
I gotta say false.
It is false. Very good. You've won already. You want to take a guess on how much water is in a pumpkin, makes up a pumpkin?
I have no idea.
90% water. A pumpkin is 90% water. Wow. Incidentally, the average person's body is around 60% for men, 55% for women. They got 55% less water. I didn't know that. I didn't know
me either. Learn something new every day.
You sure do. Felipe's, Snug Harbor, Shuckers, or Pewter Mug?
The first one.
Felipe, oh, yeah, this is where we're going to be Friday with Carly. Felipe's Mexican Taqueria.
There you go.
It's a tough word for me.
I can tell.
Taqueria.
And it wasn't at first. It was when you started thinking about it.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, buddy. Hold on.
You did it to yourself.
I know I did. It's one's waiting for you on line three.
The first time you said it, it rolled right off the tongue.
Taqueria.
And now you've convinced yourself that you can't say it properly.
Because I'm staring at it. Felipe is Mexican.
Does it not look like taqueria?
No, it's taqueria.
But what does it look like?
Tangeria.
Ah, I see.
Tanqueray.
That's what's doing it to you.
When we come back.
It looks too much like Tanqueray. Yeah.
Your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails later on today, the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today we're going to look at top 5 songs just out of the top 10. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. And in about 30 minutes, we do it every Monday. We take a trip back, see what was on the Billboard pop charts for this week in a particular year. We go to Casey Kasem's American Top 40, take a look at the actual playlist that he went by. And today we're looking at 5 songs just out of the top 10 that were on the charts this week in a particular year. We'll tell you where we're going when we get there. But right now, let's get you updated on traffic. Our first look this afternoon brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Okay, a couple of things on the board. The first one is in Lehigh Acres, a crash. The 51 block of Homestead Road North, right at the check cashing store. Busy day up there today. And one more, it's in Bonita Springs, crash, Three Oaks Parkway and Oakwild Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour. You all right?
Fine.
It'll be
never better.
It'll be the newscast of record.
Well, since you're asking... You know,
yeah.
I slept like a baby all through vacation.
Uh-huh.
And then we wind around to Sunday night.
Yeah.
Tossed and turned all night. Couldn't sleep a wink.
Well, it was the excitement of coming back to work.
No, I think it was acid reflux.
Yeah, that too. What'd you have for dinner last night?
Pot roast.
Let's take a look at the headlines. Martha Marconi.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, this is a touchy subject.
Sure is. What?
What do you say to your significant other if they think it's a good idea to ask you about the number of sexual partners you've had?
That can be a difficult question.
Is, I honestly don't know, a valid answer.
Yeah, it's one that will continue the argument. Or start one.
Well, they did a survey.
I don't know. Too many to count.
My God. Why would you ask me that?
Mother, have you ever had that conversation?
Simply say, why are we living in the past? It's all about the future with me and you, baby.
Yeah.
See, that's a smooth mother.
Yeah. That's a smooth operator.
Baby. Why are we living in the past? Come on, sugar.
Sugar.
And we'll have a survey about that.
Okay.
How many people believe in ghosts?
I would say 40%.
Well, we'll find out if you're right.
In less than an hour.
And finally, Dateline Vero Beach, Florida.
Know it well.
A man is arrested after calling 911 to report aliens, I guess requesting assistance so that he wouldn't have to personally go all Independence Day on them.
Wow.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, laughter should be a part of every day.
Stan, that's been fully discredited. It's been debunked.
Okay. That's why we now bring to you if you want to take it or not.
You know, we've got 50 former intelligence experts that'll tell you you're wrong. That's right, the John Brennan. James Clapper, the most respected people in intelligence.
4 o'clock fluffer. And look, we got a new banner up for that, too.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's nice. Did you come up with that?
Yeah. She looks like she could be wearing a 96 K-Rock Stan and Haney t-shirt.
Yeah, I'd like to see her in one of those, darling.
How many partners you think she's had?
That's the past is the past, baby.
56.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home. I thought you knew
where
I was.
Does he know what that means?
Yes, he does. He sure does.
Let me get the door. Hold on.
Hi.
Ladies, this is Mother.
Hi.
They seem excited.
I don't know what our writers are up to.
Yeah.
But they've decided to get ahead of the game.
Okay.
Tomorrow,
yeah,
is American Beer Day.
Oh, today's National Pumpkin Day. Tomorrow's American Beer Day.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
beer fun facts.
Top beer fun facts.
Oktoberfest is considered the absolute best time to visit Germany.
Rocktober.
The worst time,
yeah,
1941.
Oh.
Hold on. This person knows too much.
Junior's mom hasn't left for home yet, and I like the show even without him. I paid for his plane ticket, and his sister paid for luggage.
What?
The only expenses he has were the only expenses he had, Mr. Let's Give Him Two Honeybees. The only expenses he had were for his cigarettes. They aren't selling anything on the planes due to COVID. Is that right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, can I have a quick question?
Yeah.
Since I'm the producer for today, too.
Yeah.
Do I get a couple honeybees as well? It seems like every producer in here gets a couple honeybees.
You
got
to really start snuggling up to Haney. And
trouble at home, Mother?
No, but I could use a couple of honeybees.
Yeah.
Well, what do you need it for?
Yeah, what do you need it for? Because he'll take it under consideration.
I need to get some smokes, too.
$200. The only responsibility he has is cigarettes.
You know what? You're doing such a good job today. I can't do anything about it right now, but I will bring you a carton of cigarettes tomorrow.
Oh, you don't got to do that.
Oh, see, now
then
he
why
was,
didn't
then
why
did
were
you
bring
you it up? Why did you bring it up?
You said you needed cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
do you need a carton of smokes?
I don't F around.
He doesn't.
Well,
you wouldn't turn it down either, would you?
Probably not.
Okay. Right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, that's Haney. Because you're a good boy.
He does right by us?
Yeah, we do right by him.
Top beer fun facts.
Yes.
Millions of Americans have a home brewing kit in their garage, and they've never taken it out of the box.
That's true. Right here. Guilty.
Michelob Ultra is rapidly gaining in popularity thanks to people losing their sense of taste from the Corona.
Yeah. There's someone that can use a carton of smokes too.
Mm-hmm. In Ireland, people are known to have traces of blood in their beer stream.
Yep.
Barack Obama brewed his own beer at the White House.
Really?
And so would you if you were stuck all day with Joe Biden. You know what we ought to do, Big O? What's that, big guy?
Yeah.
Humans consume over 50 billion gallons of beer every year. And that human is Blake Shelton. Japan has an annual beer festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Oktoberfest, but with more schoolgirls and tentacles.
Right on.
California has the most breweries, and therefore the most bearded dudes wearing ironic t-shirts.
Oh my God.
Beer originated in the year 5000 BC, which is also when men started getting married. And finally, the very top beer fun fact.
Yes.
It can reduce the risk of stroke,
yeah,
heart disease,
oh, yeah,
diabetes,
yeah,
and ever being invited back to your in-law's place. And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left
the building.
That's it, baby.
Email time. That's right.
That's it, baby.
There we go. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
You know
what?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
It's things like that that get you a carton of smokes.
Yeah, yeah, being on a ball like that. This is. I paid for his plane ticket and his sister paid for the luggage. The only expenses he has is his cigarettes. They aren't selling anything on the plane due to COVID. What is he playing you for a rube? What the hell? It
sounds that way.
I don't like it one bit.
No, I wasn't going to let him be, you know, stuck in an airport, God knows where.
He's living the good life. Hey, guys. Oh, this is from Scott. Hey, guys. I hope all of you enjoyed a much-needed vacation. Everyone on this show deserved it tenfold. Having said that, I do believe as a contingency, we need to move forward with the Haney 2024 campaign plan. I nominate Junior as the Vice Prime Counselor and Stan as a Karl Rove-type capacity.
Oh, yeah, Stan, that fits Stan like, yep, a glove.
Give me that board. That whiteboard.
Yep.
The appropriate campaign songs are both off the Blizzard of Oz album, the prominent song being I Don't Know, which is key to the platform, and the secondary song being Crazy Train, for obvious reasons. Anyway, I missed and love you guys, Junior 2. I do hope we can all reasonably and peacefully get through not only next week, but however long it takes to figure this thing out. Signed, Scott.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you understanding because every once in a while we need a couple of days, and that way we don't go completely off the end.
Yeah.
Because we were close.
This is from...
Another day would have made me snap.
What, before vacation?
Yep.
Yeah. This is from Donald. This was a message for Junior. I thought I was the pullout king, too. I got married, had two kids, and a divorce out of it.
Congratulations. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you think about it in terms of like a slugging percentage, that's not bad. Two kids out of how many, you know?
Yeah. Look at this. This is something that I was accused of. Meg, your letter's a long one. I'll read it tomorrow, sweetheart.
How is she, by the way?
She's doing well. But she wanted to answer the question of the week because something that stuck with her for ever and ever.
That she can't get past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is from Thomas. You remember back in the day you used to have the clip? What movie was that from where I was also at the... I fell out of a watchtower.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah, you want it?
Yeah, you got it. This right here. I was accused of saying this. If you got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
You know, my father died in Auschwitz!
My grandpa died also in Auschwitz. He fell from a watchtower.
That one. That one. I'm sorry, it's a great line.
Nice, Stanley!
Thomas writes, because it was on the best of last week, that clip. I could not believe what you said about the Nazis. I can't spell it anyway. You said he fell out of a watchguard tower? Really? Really, Stan? That really took me by surprise. I would have texted you earlier, but I could not reach my phone from the floor.
Yeah, surprises are fun, aren't they?
We're going to take a break.
Sounds like we did our job.
We're going to take a break. What was that one again? What was it again?
Oh, are you thinking about this particular thing?
You know, my father died in Auschwitz!
My grandpa died also in Auschwitz. He fell from a watchtower.
Jeez. We're going to take a break. The Wayback Machine.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Is next. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us. About, you know, 30 minutes away from Mark Haney in the news.
I am receiving personal texts from unknown numbers advising that they need honeybees, too.
I saw it with my own eyes. He's getting texts. You know, if you regularly converse with somebody, you have them in your phone book, your phone, and it'll tell you who's texting. Haney, and I saw with my own eyes, anonymous numbers popping up in his text messages asking for a honeybee.
I don't. I'm not John D. Rockefeller,
no,
man.
No.
Be honest with you, what I gave Junior pretty much busted me.
Yeah, things are tight right now. You know, we live in a COVID world, brother.
And now I got to go and use a credit card to get this guy a carton of smokes.
Yep. You know, that's how much he thinks of you, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Doing the job today. Look, you got the all bannered up here for our segments that come up. You got special things for everything.
This is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I got to get him smokes because I don't think they pay him for this, do they?
No. He's salaried. This is just added work for him. He could be home right now in the bosom of his family.
Bosoms.
Bosoms.
Hey. Let's not live in the past.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about the future, baby. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Okay, let's see. One thing on the board, it's in Lehigh Acres. It's a hit and run. 1500 block of Gilbert Avenue South, right there at the Lehigh Estates. And you are up to date.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize Mother is a high level Beasley executive.
Yep.
Who is doing this out of the goodness of his heart.
Well, it gets him back to his roots. This is how he started out back in the old days.
I thought he started out as a mobile DJ doing weddings.
Is that what you did?
I actually did do that.
I think we all did it one time. I did it a few times.
I did it one time.
I did it either two or three times, and I said I'd never do it again.
You know why I only did it one time?
Why?
Because at the time I did it, you had to haul the equipment and crates of albums.
Oh, you most certainly did.
And I said, I'm not doing that again.
Yep.
Ever. You probably were in the age of CDs, so it was a little easier.
Yeah, my first wedding, I actually, all the CDs skipped, so I had to call the boss and be like, hey, all these CDs are skipping.
And he said, what do you want me to do about it?
Exactly, and then he brought me another library.
Well, that was good. Now it's all like on a laptop, right? I don't know.
Where it's got like a pair of fake turntables?
Yeah, pair of fake turntables. It's all computerized, and you get a laptop, fake turntables, and a microphone.
And a happy wife and the groom.
Happy wife, happy life. What were the big hits at weddings? What did you have to play?
We Are Family, Celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably some Whitney Houston in there somewhere.
Yeah. Sade, is that how you say her name?
Sade.
We used to say Sadie.
Sadie.
Yeah.
But that was incorrect.
Sadie,
yeah. Yeah. Because we actually played it when it was new.
Yeah, I know. Way back.
So people want to hear Smooth Operator at a wedding?
Smooth Operator.
Yeah, when you're eating dinner.
Yeah.
You're Smooth Operator.
Yeah.
I thought those days were over. That's in the past.
Yeah, that's in the past. It's our future now, baby.
Yes, I used to be a Smooth Operator.
Yeah, well, now it's all about you.
Yep.
We're going to take a look at the 15 through 11, top five, five hits just out of the top 10.
Hey, I got a fiver here for you if you play YMCA.
Let's see where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1979.
See, I'd play In the Navy and make them beg for YMCA. Yeah.
I'll bet you dance to it not so long ago.
Live it up.
Live it up. With who? Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Oh, no. Oh, you've been practicing, huh?
That's the Stan and Haney difference right there.
Ouch.
Which makes you want to scream, wishing you could get inside her pants.
You practiced, didn't you?
Yeah, you did. I used to love this song. This was so good.
And she said she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late.
Pass the pass.
Ringing in your brain. You thought you heard her saying, good girls don't. Good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't. But I do.
And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste. And in between each madness that you know you can't erase.
Till she's sitting on your face.
It hurts.
Weddings, my sister had them play Fool Around and Fell in Love.
Oh.
That's always a good wedding one. You're alone
with her at last. I always thought this was a good wedding song.
Yeah, this goes over big. Because you've heard she's pretty fast. And you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight.
So you start to make your play. Cause you could have sworn. You know, you thought you heard her. I am personal friends with Bert and Bear.
I know. In 40 minutes of the show, we can't get back.
I'm not afraid to abuse my position.
Okay. You did that day.
It hurts.
Right there. Good girls don't. Good girls don't. What should be telling you?
Good girls don't. But I do. We'd like to congratulate Scott and Laura on their special day. Gonna open up the dance floor now. Let's bring out the father of the bride. And let's remember, it's her day.
Yeah.
Scott and Laura, congratulations.
For you.
Daddy and his little girl. First dance. If you haven't already, make your choice for chicken or dry chicken. Unless you're Coach Bowden and your filet will be out shortly.
Exactly. I'll never forget it.
This is for you, Laura.
Yeah.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way.
It's for you.
The time is drawing in.
The present is the present.
My train is going. I see it in your eyes. The love, the need, your tears.
Aren't weddings great?
But I'll be lonely without you.
What are you doing by that punch bowl, Uncle Don?
I need your love to see me through. So please believe me.
Well, looks like Uncle Don's decided to bring his daughter. Oh, his significant other out with him.
You know it's you, babe.
Oh, what the hell? That's everybody in here. Uncle Don wanted me to give a shout-out to all the Boogaloo boys here today. Not sure what that means.
Babe, I love you.
Let's go to the next one. Let's go. Let's move on. Coming in at number 13. Not by this artist.
Pardon?
No. It's Please Don't Go by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I just saw Baby Please Don't Go.
It's Casey and
everybody
the Sunshine.
Everybody knows that's Hooker.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Well, I don't have that one. Where's your harmonica now?
Oh, all right.
Or maybe you don't know how to play cross harp.
I know how to play a cross harp.
Be your man and go. Be your man and go. Be your man and go. Left the county farm, he got the child. Be.
Oh, honk on it, Stan. Stan just honking on that Mississippi saxophone.
Oh, I'll be your dog.
Well, can we move on?
I'll be your dog.
Special request there for Uncle Don.
Yes. There we go.
And boy, if there was ever a song written about Scott, it's this one right here, right, Laura?
Number 12, it's Foreigner. Dirty White Boy.
Oh, this is making Aunt Jean want to shake that booty. That's a 70-year-old booty, folks. That's been shaking for decades. Are you hitting on me, Aunt Jean? Because I think I like it.
Will it ruin your reputation, loving me?
Aunt Jean knows a little something about a dirty white boy, don't you, Aunt Jean? Let's give Aunt Jean a nice round of applause here. Can't be easy to watch Uncle Don with that strumpet.
You want me to be true to you. Don't give a damn what I do to you.
Don't give a damn.
Isn't that right, Aunt Jean? And Aunt Jean and her granddaughter Tracy out there shaking it to this. Is it just me or did the booze just kick in? That's it, people. Loosen up. Who cares, right? Although I have been asked by the father of the bride to advise everyone that everything here is rented and there's a deposit. Please keep that in mind. Am I doing a good job on the wedding, Mother, or would you do something different?
You're doing perfect.
I've been in trouble since I don't know when. I'm in trouble now and I know somehow.
That's right, Don. In trouble again. Yeah.
I don't know that the wedding DJ would be chatting it up so much during the songs.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Isn't this when they play this, they could step away a little bit, have a quick smoke, and then come back up?
Well, yeah, they're lazy.
Yeah, and then look busy.
You know, don't call me, sir. I work for a living.
Oh, God.
I know.
Come on.
Boy, we've got a full dance floor right now, but somebody just handed me a $20 bill, which means it won't be for long.
Yeah.
This is by request.
Yeah, and it's our number 11 hit.
By a man with two first names.
Robert John. And he'll try to fool you with a fake falsetto voice, too.
Well, remember, this was the age of the Bee Gees.
Yes, it was.
Nobody on the dance floor.
No.
Now, good volume for conversation, which may not be a good thing.
You played the album version, didn't you?
She's coming home today.
That's all that was available.
That long intro.
We had a good thing. I miss your sweet love. Why must you look at me that way?
It It's over.
It's over.
It's over. Don't cry, Laura. It's your special day.
The number one song in the land this week in 1979, Herb Alpert and Rise.
8 minutes of bliss.
Yeah.
Hey, let's pick things back up. I know earlier I let you down. Yeah. We had a request for KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah,
and baby, please don't go. Let's get to it now. There you go. Some good old-fashioned KC.
Take a break. Hope you enjoyed it. Our special wedding edition.
Congrats, Scott and Laura.
Oh, jeez.
I've also been advised, make sure that you make sure you get your complimentary party favors. There's Scott and Laura matchbooks with today's date.
Yeah.
Make sure you take them home. Those are for you.
We're going to take a break when we come back. It's 5 o'clock. That means Aerosmith.
When you make your way to the bathroom, make sure you get your Scott and Laura condoms.
Stan and Haney, 96K.
You'll remember today forever.
I've got 3 kids, but it's not always easy keeping their clothes clean.
Marilyn Hunter talks about new Ultra Tough Plus.
With Tommy wetting the bed and Alex shitting his pants all day, I need a tough detergent. Plus, my teenage daughter just started her period. Well, luckily, I found Ultra Tough Plus. It has 3 detergent cleansers and bleach to get my family's clothes their brightest. So the next time my husband gets me wet or in his pants while I'm I know that new Ultra Tough Plus will come to the rescue.
New Ultra Tough Plus powers out tough stains.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Mark Haney and the news. Al Beck at 6 o'clock. And said it earlier, they were waiting for us to come back from vacation to announce it. Starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., right after Dave and Chuck the Freak, Jeff Zito's back.
Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
Yeah.
Though the names have changed since you've been around.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought we'd leave you?
Who'd have thought they'd leave you?
Right here where we need you.
That's right.
Well, we tease him a lot because we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Zito's back.
Welcome back.
Yeah. 96K Rock, here I come, right back where I started from. Yeah, he's back, and he's going to be a regular part of the lineup now, 10 to 2.
Every time I try to leave the life behind, they pull me back in.
Let's get you updated on traffic, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, these are in Fort Myers. Got a crash. 15,000 block of Ponarasa Road, right at the Ponarasa Condo Complex. Crash, 13,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard.
Ponarasa, isn't that where old Jake Summerlin used to load the cattle up?
Yeah. Right down a dirt road with a whip.
Yep.
Hey-ah! And then we got a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, a Gladiolus Drive, and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
I wonder if he knows about the...
One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
I think that's a bit much to expect.
He was like
that.
A god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine
that? I would certainly hope so if he was trained properly.
And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday,
October
26.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay. Yeah, right?
No. You know, a lot of times you see these strange coincidences, like you're in Fort Myer, but you run into somebody that's from your hometown in Iowa or something
yeah.
like that.
Oh, yeah.
You go, wow, what are the odds of that?
Yeah, what a small world.
Louis C.K. That's right, I said the man's name.
Yeah.
And I still think he's funny.
Yeah, funny guy.
I think he's hilarious, yep. as a matter of fact. Matt LeBlanc.
Wow.
And Joe Rogan all have something in common. Well, we can't say that they're all funny, because LeBlanc's in
right,
there.
Well, there's right there.
They all went to high school together.
Really?
They were in the class of 85 at Newton North High School in Newton, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Go Condors.
Wonder what that class reunion is like.
Yeah. A lot of teasing for ones that didn't make
Louis,
it.
Louis! Hey, Joe! And yeah. Also Matt LeBlanc.
LeBlanc. But he's cashing a check. A hefty one.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Matt LeBlanc charged us to be here?
Yeah.
Must be nice to work at Ben and Jerry's.
You wouldn't work at Ben and Jerry's. I'd tell you right now, you would not work at Ben and Jerry's, or they wouldn't have you work for them.
Well, that may be true. They may not want me working for them, but after you hear what I'm about to say, I might work for them.
Yeah, we've had them on the show.
Employees at Ben and Jerry's get three, count them, three free pints of ice cream each and every day.
That's enough to give your friends and keep some for yourself. And
that's not the only perk.
No.
They also give you a gym membership.
Let's work off that ice cream.
You know, we absolutely loved the Jetsons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we thought that's where things were headed.
Yep.
And quite a lot of time has passed since we were small children watching the Jetsons. Have you ever given any thought as to the age of the Jetsons? Like, how old was George?
George, 35.
40.
That's what he was supposed to be, was 40?
Yep. Jane, his wife?
Yep.
How old do you think Jane was?
Well, if he's 40, well, you got something to add, mother?
He's probably got a young, you know, that's like 21.
21? No, she's got
Jane? No.
Jane, his wife?
Yeah.
You ever watched the Jetsons?
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you? How old do you think she looks? You know, judging from a cartoon.
You know what? The past.
This is a past.
Baby, you look 25.
I'd say if he was 40, they'd make her 30.
33. And daughter Judy.
Yeah.
Is 16. So if we do the math, that means George Jetson was 23 or 24. And Jane was either 16 or 17 when Judy came along.
Ah. Robbing the nest right there. That's a little young to be getting a woman pregnant.
Way to go, George.
Yep.
That's statutory
in some states.
Yeah. I'd like to see Spacely top that.
Yeah. Because he worked at Spacely...
Sprockets. Parents probably had the permission, though.
Yeah, but you know what? He was always being wooed by the competition over at Coswell.
Watch.
Cogs.
Yeah, you're just another cog in the system.
So evidently in space, you'd work for Mr. Spacely at Spacely Sprockets.
Yeah.
Your only other choice was Coswell at Coswell Cogs.
Yeah, that's the only thing that was there then.
You know what? I wonder what's happened since we last checked in with them.
Who, the Jetsons?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Nobody knows.
Yep,
that's
nobody does know.
You know, you have a lot of choices when it comes to an internet dating company.
You sure do.
Tinder.
Yeah.
OkCupid.
Yeah.
Match.com.
Oh, yeah.
Hinge.
I don't know what that is.
Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
You know what that is.
Yeah. You know what Hinge is?
No. Are you going to...
No, the past is the past, Dan.
Christian Mingles.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good church girl.
What about Trump lovers? They got one of them? Yeah, it seems like you have a choice, but everything I mentioned and several other online dating services are all run and owned by the same company.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just texted, you know, and Junior would get very sensitive about it because they would say, he sounded like Kermit the Frog when he talked.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just said, yeah, a Junior sounds like Kermit, but Mother sounds like Quagmire.
Would you say giggity giggity?
Giggity giggity giggity.
Yeah, sounds just like him.
Yeah, just like Quagmire.
And you sound just like Cleveland.
Yep. Oh, hold on.
I'm Cleveland Brown.
I got to say this before we take a break.
So you got to have a conversation with Quagmire now or people will feel like they're getting ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Quagmire.
You say, hey, Cleveland.
Hey, Cleveland. I don't know who Quagmire is. I just looked him up.
You don't know who Quagmire is?
No.
From Family Guy?
No.
Oh, come on.
Man, that's weird.
I can't believe that.
You know, he could probably go 15 minutes on why Cardi B can't even keep a man.
Yeah.
But he couldn't tell us anything about Quagmire.
Nope.
Why can't Cardi B keep a man?
Offset, he ain't going to put up with
that's
that.
That's the guy I was trying to tell you about. Offset.
Got you.
That's her brother-in-law.
No.
What is he?
That's her husband. At least that's what she told the police yesterday when they were cuffing him.
Right. But what was she in the car with him?
She was trying to explain to the police that they was cuffing her husband who ain't done nothing, but it was like her cousin or her brother that was in the car. He did it.
Right.
Misunderstanding.
Yes.
Sure.
But Offset, don't play that.
No, no way.
He knows he's got her wrapped around his little finger.
Offset.
Yeah, he'd do what he want.
Yeah, that's his name, Offset.
Yep.
Okay.
his name be Offset?
I would remember as a kid getting some Offset golf clubs.
That's not the same thing at all.
I don't think it is.
And I remember my doctor writing a prescription for me to go in and get a Cardi B, but I think it was a different yeah. procedure.
Yeah. Give me a little Cardi B.
You know, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee is a prissy bunch.
It sure is.
And they make a lot of mistakes. They have a rule that they came up with, which seems stupid to me, that the Nobel Peace Prize can only go to someone living.
Okay.
So the Nobel Peace Prize was not given out in 1948, even though they declared a winner who was living at the time they awarded it. But because Gandhi was assassinated, the committee ruled there is no suitable living candidate.
No, we're taking it back. We're not. No. No.
What's wrong with posthumous when the man was assassinated?
Sorry, gotta be alive.
It's because you gave him the award. He got assassinated.
Gotta be alive.
I'd order that. I'll tell you right now, there is no way in hell Offset would put up with that.
Nope. I don't even know who he is.
He's got a strong hand, brother.
Okay.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, see, my only point, mother, is if Cardi B is all that, why she can't keep a man?
It's tough out there for a pimp.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Offset, he got it made. I mean, I bet you Offset could do Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B wouldn't have a damn thing to say about it.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Who's that?
She just got her pinky toe shot.
That's Biggie Smalls you're talking about. You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. It happened. She's nine toes now.
On 1 foot?
Yep.
You know, it's never a good idea to start a new relationship on a foundation of lies.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm waiting for this one from the headlines.
But what if you feel there might not be a new relationship without at least a few strategic lies?
Right.
According to a new survey, one out of three people admit they've lied to their significant other about their number of sexual partners. I can tell you who one of them is.
Who?
Offset.
Yeah, he's lied.
I don't even know if he lied. He just said, none of your damn business, woman. Now, you want some of this or not?
Yeah.
Shockingly, men were almost twice as likely to lie as women. Now, let me correct that. Men were almost twice as likely to be stupid enough to tell someone taking a survey the truth.
Right.
Women would never do that.
Oh, if you went and asked women to be honest, if they could be, it would be off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now that averages out to about 33%.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell a woman, tell the truth, if she could, it'd be off the charts. It'd be higher than 33%, I tell you that.
Now, the top two reasons for lying are they're afraid the person would judge them by the actual number, and they thought their number was too far from their significant other's number and would want to close the gap.
Right. Bridging the gap.
The survey also found the five most uncomfortable sexual topics to discuss with your partner.
Jeez, there's five of them?
Yep, so make sure you take these on tonight.
Okay, what are they?
They are, in order, number of sexual partners, past sexual experiences.
What do you mean? That aren't they similar?
Sexual fantasies and things you want.
Right. You know, your kink.
Next, kinks.
Everybody's got one.
And a heartfelt critique of what your partner could do better in the bedroom.
Oh, whoa.
That'd make for a fun night.
Yep.
Especially if you're drinking.
Yep. Have a few pops. Let's sit down and talk.
Hey.
Jeez.
Offset would never put up with that.
No.
Mm-mm.
You're agreeing. Yeah, that's right.
The past is the past, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's my fantasy? Oh, I don't have any fantasies because I do what I want.
Yep.
Well, it's Halloween week.
It sure is.
So that makes it a great time to check in on an old question. Do you believe in ghosts? According to the latest numbers, 20% of Americans say, ho, 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 there's no such thing as ghosts. 19% go, yeah, he's probably right. They probably don't, you know, I'm not entirely sure, but the chances are.
Maybe that there is a ghost.
Mm-hmm. 20% say, oh, yeah, they're real. And 25% say, you know, probably.
I'll see it when I believe it. I'll believe it when I see it. Although you remember, Haney, the ball that was in the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've all seen Phantasm, and it didn't drill into our heads.
It did not.
So that's 45% that more or less think there's ghosts.
Yeah.
And finally, 16% said, I don't know.
Jeez. That's kind of high for I don't know.
Now, they worded this as ghosts, but 50% of people said, I don't know about ghosts, but I do know this. Demons definitely exist.
Yep. And hobgoblins and sprites.
Yep. Pixies.
Yeah. Hey, they all exist.
Forest witch.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. Yeah. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bridge trolls. Bill. Dateline, Vero Beach, Florida.
Former home, spring training home of the Dodgers.
Many fond memories of Vero and Dodger Town.
Yep. Their golf course there at Dodger Town has a par 6.
28-year-old James Florent from Vero Beach called 911 around 1:45 a.m. Friday to report to the authorities something very, very serious.
Yes.
James advised 911 that he was, quote, seeing aliens, little ones, flying low to the ground. Now, James did feel his first duty was to alert the authorities. And he did this because he believed that it was their job that the police should take care of the aliens. But he also warned them, if they didn't, and they allowed these aliens to just fly around willy-nilly, well, James would have to go, quote, Independence Day on their ass. In other words, he'd have to take them out himself. The police responded to the call, but noted they saw no aliens. However, they did wind up arresting James for misuse of 911. Now, what kind of message does that send? I thought if we saw something, we're supposed to say something.
Yes.
And if these interdimensional demons are running around Vero Beach, I think they ought to know about it.
I think we would have known if they were going around Vero Beach.
Well, that's true. but I thought we weren't supposed to talk about the early warning system.
Before we do the outro, I think I have the offset thing here. I think I have it. Where they were arguing. I think I have it.
Well, Cardi B can't keep a man.
I'm not going to move my hand from my scam world.
We were told that you guys were waving.
You celebrity, you know who I am. I'm Offset from the Migos. They're fans. That's why they following me, bro.
That has nothing to do with why we're here. We were told that you guys were waving guns.
You just watched somebody beat my car up with a flag. What are you talking about?
I need you to turn.
You told me put my hands up. I'm not doing that. You put my hands up. It's 25,000 people in my life.
I'm telling you.
You're going to get sued publicly.
Turn off the car.
Don't move, man. Open the store.
No, that's not legal. That's not legal. You can't just open my door.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Get out of this car right now.
You can't just open my door. You can't just open my door. You can't just open my door. It's illegal.
See, he's Offset.
Yep, he's off. That's illegal.
And he was very patient with them, trying to educate them.
Yep.
25,000. And that's the news for today, Monday,
Rocktober
26.
Double M, double X.
Carton of smokes coming your way.
There he is. Little Mikey Haney telling it like it is.
Very impressive. Very, yeah. Very impressive.
I'm a man of my word.
Impressive.
You don't have to do that. We're friends.
Well, don't get all confused now.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
People always got to take it a step too far. Can't let me be nice.
Bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Can you have a talk with him?
I'll talk. 96 K Rocks.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you to Mother for filling in today. Did a really good job. Al Beck up next. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Junior's couple of days off really cost me.
Yeah, it did. Where's my... There we go. Yep. There. We're kind of busy right now. These are all in Fort Myers. Crash. I-75 northbound at mile marker 128. Hit and run. Fort Myers. 20,000 block of Summerlin Road right by Cheeseburger. Crash, Fort Myers, College Parkway and Whiskey Creek Drive. Crash, Fort Myers. Exit 13, northbound ramp. Oh, I'm sorry. A mile marker 128.
Check that.
Mile marker 128, northbound I-75 off ramp. Bonita Springs, crash, I-75 northbound at mile marker 116, and you are up to date. Whew. Oh, yeah.
Cue the dog.
Yeah. Yes.
Good boy.
Go lie down.
I've been caught stealing once when I was 5.
Yeah.
I enjoy stealing. It's just as simple as that. Well, it's just a simple fact. When I want something and I don't want to pay for it. Not now. Now walk right through the door. I walk right through the door. Hey, all right. If I get by. Hey, it's mine. Hey, watch it. Mine, all mine. Hey, get it. Help. Phil, I thought they took that thing away from you. Just kidding, folks. It's not a real gun. Come on back, boy. Well, I walk right through the door. I walk right through the door. Sit. Hey, all right.
Yeah.
If I get by. Sit. It's my mind, mine on mine. It's mine.
You are such a good boy.
Good boy.
Yes, you are.
Good boy.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
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 Your mama's got to comb you. By the way, the traffic was brought to you by our friends at Firehouse Subs, so I want to make sure I got that in. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Sometimes I get kind of a bad attitude about work. You know, I forget why I started temping in the first place, which was to make a difference. And I think it's okay to lie to get out of work as long as you whisper the part that makes it true right after. Yeah, I can't come into work today. I'm really sick of having a job. There's no way I could have gotten that project done. I was super busy surfing the internet for this guy from my kindergarten class who made binoculars out of two toilet paper rolls, and it turns out he's living in Tucson and has two kids, but he's divorced, so it might work out. I gotta leave early on Friday. I got a doctor's appointment with a picture of margaritas. And my primary physician, Dr. Feelgood.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Because you remember last Friday?
Yes. Well,
a week ago. Our last Friday here.
Yeah.
And before I left, said, I know you got a trip coming up, Junior. I'd appreciate it. If you're going to ask me for money, ask me today.
Did he ask you for money? Not again, Haney.
You know.
How much did you get? How much did you give him?
Do you want to know how much I gave him or how much he asked for?
Oh, to go to the pharmacy to pick up your prescription, he asked for $300.
Well, the reason for this was because, remember, this is Thursday night.
Yeah.
And so he's flying out Friday.
Yeah, I know.
And realizes maybe it's not smart with me flying from here across the country with multiple layovers. Maybe I might need some walking around money.
Boy, I've known you for 30 some odd years, and I've never known about you just handing out walk around money. How much? Three figures?
Well,
was it in the threes?
Yes.
Are you kidding? What is your problem?
Now, here's what we'll see tomorrow.
What the hell?
He asked for 50.
He asked for $50.
Yeah.
And you gave him more than what he asked for?
Well, I didn't have any change, so I gave him a honeybee. And then I was thinking about it and asking him about his schedule, and he did one of those things that I'll never do again.
What?
He booked a so-called Super Saver ticket that has him stopping here, and here at all hours of the night.
Yeah, I know.
And I said, you know, I hate to screw myself here, Junior, but Fitty wouldn't cut it.
So and you're telling him 50's not enough for pocket money.
And I said, you're going to need at least this honeybee. Because the first thing he said when I handed it to him is, because I hadn't told him I was going to give him the honeybee, he said, oh, I don't have change, brah. Of course you don't. And then I said, I'm going to give you a test. This honeybee here, this goes on your tab, or as I call it, the VIG.
Yeah, because he already owes you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He owes you. He hasn't even made one payment to what he owes you.
Yes, he has.
Oh, he has?
That's where that honeybee came from.
What?
That was his first payment that he'd given me.
And then you just gave it back to him?
Yeah, because I knew it would happen. But then I doubled down. And I said, I'm going to treat you like you were my own idiot son. And I said, you're going to be stumbling around airports, and God knows what kind of trouble you're going to get into.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to give you a second honeybee.
You didn't.
And I said, I want you to hand me that honeybee back on Tuesday. That honeybee is only if you are in dire trouble.
Yeah, it's like giving a girl a dime to make a phone call if the date goes bad.
Yep. I said, so don't get confused about that. That's not your money. That's my money that's there in case you're in serious trouble. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
What are the odds that you think you're getting that extra hundred back? You know what? I give you the odds. Zero. You ain't getting it back. It's gone. It's long gone.
You think both of them are gone?
$200 is gone.
How?
He's spending it. He's spending it.
On what? Once he gets there, his family's supposed to pay for everything.
Sure. And when you're around family, you don't see a lot of family. You see maybe a couple of times a year. Some are local, some are not. And you're at the right.
Oh, you're not saying.
Don't worry, I got this.
You're not going to say he's going to start flashing around his honeybee, even though he's only got two of them.
Sure,
well, let me see what I got here.
You know? They're gonna go.
What, impress a girl or something?
They're gonna have lunch at probably the Chili's or the Applebee's, and he's gonna say, "At a table of like eight, I've got this."
Probably Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, he's got it. Look,
hey, breadsticks are on me.
I'm gonna write this on a piece of paper right now, and then we'll open it tomorrow.
I was so specific about it. That there's no way he's going to spend that second honeybee.
It's spent now.
No, I told him, you're to hand that back to me on Tuesday.
He's got a 20 for the flight back, and that's it. He's already down 180. I'm going to take a break.
It's tough to have kids today.
Yes! I can't believe you gave him $200.
Well, there's him, and then there's my actual daughter who I visited over the weekend, and it's just delightful, and life is just perfect.
And asked you, Pop, you need anything? We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Blue skies. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.